Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of a 5-star, the album by King Promise. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Released July 22nd under exclusive license to 5K Records Limited and Sony Music Entertainment, 5-star by King Promise has 15 songs, 49 minutes of runtime, 8 features, and multiple production placements including Gideonite, Guilty Beats, Kill Beats, 4Play, MOG Beats, Nonso Amadi, Morton Lover, J5, Rexy, Spanker. Yo, this album is packed with talent. Of the 15 tracks, you probably know about 30% of that, with the hits Slow Down and Chop Life leading the pack. The song Ten Toes with Omale was the last single to drop from 5-star only a day before the album, and that's a dope strategy just to reel or pique people's interest right before the drop. Great pick for a single, considering that Omale just dropped his own album last week, which I also reviewed, so if you haven't checked it out, do check it out. And people are raving about it, especially the song I'm a Mess, but this review is about King Promise. The timing is absolutely perfect, I should say, for King Promise to drop, especially with the light on Omale right now. King Promise has always been a talented guy, and this album proves that he can make projects as well. I mean, it's a sophomore album, it is sweet, melodious music, which is the entire DNA of 5-star as a project. When you listen to the amazing R&B feel on Put You On, you can't help but feel that King Promise's primary target is the ladies, and throughout the album, it's reinforced. Things do pick up in tempo on Ya Asantewa featuring Frenna, but you know, I think he's more like a slow to mid-tempo kind of guy still. It would be unfair not to talk about the song Run To You featuring Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa, even though in sequencing it's the very last track. I mean, those are huge collabs, all things considered. What's even nicer is they really afforded King Promise that respect and gave him 5 verses. And I really like that when we have collaborations with international acts, because sometimes it doesn't work out like that. On the other level, the backing vocals on Run To You, oh man, they're just top tier, man. Absolute top tier. Sonically, one of the standout aspects of 5-star is how crisp the music sounds from track to track. The songwriting takes advantage of King Promise's vocal abilities, and there's enough variety to see how good he is on 5-star. No repetition, no monotony, just bangers from start to finish. The whole album is a mood and a vibe, and I also think songs such as Ten Toes, Iniesta, Overthink, Maria, How Dare You will be next level, and any one of those honestly could be the next runaway hit, with Ten Toes being the most primed for that, I think, given the early rollout and it having Omale on it. On a more local Ghanaian pace, then Carry Me Go could well be that jam. Bisaki Day did his thing on there too, it was really nice. All in all, King Promise is now at a level where it doesn't matter what he puts out. It's most likely going to be fire anyway, and it's more about finding the one that beats his biggest hits, so he's literally trying to beat himself each time he drops. I rate this album a solid 8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.